This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840.
I think I've got a stumper for you this week.
What vegetable did an ancient Egyptian place his right hand when taking an oath?
That funny, Jim?
It is.
Ta-dum, 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 ta-dum.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Did I yell?
No, yeah. I was enthusiastic.
Okay.
I wouldn't consider it yelling.
I just sounded like I was yelling. My wife, Allison. Good morning, Ed Vitagliano.
Hey, good morning.
Tim Wildman here. This is Learning University. J.J. Jasper will be seated in about 3 seconds. 3, 2, 1. Seated.
I'm here.
Good morning, J.J.
Good morning. I had to thaw out.
Hey, Allison, my wife, she always tells me that my voice carries.
Like when she listens to the program?
Did your wife tell you that? Because you got a pretty booming. No, not when I carry that. Just out in public. She'll say, you think you're talking lightly, but when you're talking about that person over there, they can hear you.
Oh, no,
because
I do get
that. Your voice carries.
Yes, my wife is constantly saying, especially when I'm talking about somebody and making fun of them, mocking
right,
them.
Right.
She says, I think they can hear
in
you.
In a Christian way.
No, I don't do that. She will say, keep your voice down.
Right. You're like in a movie. I'm going to go to the restroom. I'll be back in a minute. And you get your hand over your mouth like you think you're whispering. She'll go like, your voice like booms all over there. Okay. All right. So anyway.
Hey, let me jump in on this. My wife tells me the exact same thing.
Yeah.
And my daughters chide me because every time I see someone like who's in a wheelchair, I talk loud to them. How are you doing? And they go, Dad, why if somebody's
Maddie, your daughter told us when y'all were on that mission trip down to
South America,
that these little Spanish-speaking children who didn't understand English would come up to you, and you thought if you raised your voice and talked in English,
talk
they would better understand you.
They would understand.
I said, "How do you
English?
Like your gift?" And then they would chatter in Spanish, and I'd say, "How do you like your gift?" And she'd say, "Dad, it's just noise. It's just noise. They don't understand."
Now I got to chime in here with a little story. When my mom's parents, my on the Greek side, my Yaya and Papu, when they were alive, they spoke broken English because they were born in Greece and they came over here when my mom was just a young girl. My dad, who speaks English, he's third generation Italian, speaks no Italian, but we would go over to my Greek grandparents' house for this or that, and my dad would speak broken English to my grandparents, apparently thinking that helped them understand since that's what they spoke.
That is classic. Right
so there. My dad would say to my grandfather, Chris, you like weather today? And I would say, Dad.
Just skip the verbs.
That doesn't help him.
Right.
Just because
he
speaks broken English.
Look, I'm with him. I think if you put your fingertips on your lips when you're talking to Italians and kind of say, it's a very cold outside.
Yeah. That helps you. That makes you an Italian speaker.
Oh, man. Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. We're back for a live show. We've had 2 weeks of a best of, but we're ready for a new year. And we're ready to challenge you.
Yes.
In your learning. And to make you, as Ed says,
a betterer and a more smarterer person, Tim.
2017, that should be your goal.
This is your year to get smarterer.
So to raise your IQ, I don't know.
We guarantee it.
5 or 10 points by the end of the year. I think if you need to do your IQ today, right now, and then come back the end of the year and see by listening to Learning University. If you haven't raised it.
Yeah, and you can take these IQ tests like on the back of a box of Tricks or something like that. They'll have
Go to your local grocery store.
Right.
Get some cereal that has your IQ test
on the back
of the box.
There you go.
Take it and come back and at the end of the year see what your sugar level is and what your IQ level is.
Hey, since we're talking about the new year, can we lift our coffee cups and let me give this toast? May your troubles last as long as your New Year's resolutions.
All right, Trivia Friday on American Family Radio, also known as
Learning University,
is on the air here on American Family Radio. Here's how we do this. We're going to ask three questions each and then trivia questions. Then you can call in and ask and or answer. You can answer one of our questions and ask one of your own. That's what we prefer that you do. Here's the phone number to get in line. If you've called in the last 4 weeks and gotten on the air with us, please do not call. We have a 4-week waiting period between calls. Here's the phone number, though, to reach us here. 888-589-8840. I said 888-589-8840 is the phone number, American Family Radio. We're also live video streaming the show at Facebook. So Facebook for Today's Issues. We have a live stream there of the show here in the studio. Ed Battagliano, why don't you go ahead with your three questions.
Thank you, Tim. I appreciate that. Here are my three questions. First, the Baseball Hall of Fame is at Cooperstown, New York. What is the name of the baseball field there? What
Good
is the name of the
question.
Baseball field at Cooperstown?
Field of Dreams?
Now, don't give it away.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
If you build it, they will come.
Okay.
All right.
That's the name of it?
We actually mentioned this question before the Christmas break, and I'm not sure if we answered it, but I'm going to find out if people are listening. We're listening. What television series had the largest viewing audience in U.S. history for its finale? What television series
we
had the largest?
We did talk about that, if this is the one I'm thinking about.
Yeah.
Trump debates.
you couldn't find a new question for the year?
Well, when I was thinking about questions for Trivia Friday, I thought, you know what? I want to ask this because I think when we were talking about it, I said, I'm going to ask that next time we have Trivia Friday, see if people are. So anyway, what
and
television
repetition
series?
Repetition is good because you learn that way.
We'll find out if people are listening, paying attention. What television series had the largest viewing audience in the U.S. in U.S. history for its finale? Question number three, a true false. The praying mantis will kill and eat hummingbirds. The praying mantis will kill and eat hummingbirds. Is that true
or false? We
didn't have
to turn this show dark so early. Yet.
Hey, listen, I've been watching, I mentioned this before Christmas break,
right,
a lot of Nat Geo.
Yeah.
And so I'm into
the animal
nature.
Kingdom is violent.
Yes. Nature red in tooth and claw.
Yeah. All right. JJ, can you lift our spirits more?
Absolutely. Start out with the Bible question. First question, what is the shortest book in the New Testament? What is the shortest book in the New Testament? Second question, multiple choice. What is Hershey's most popular product? A, the Hershey bar. B, Hershey's Kisses. Or C, Reese's Peanut Butter Cup. What is Hershey's most popular product? Is it the Hershey Bar, Hershey's Kisses, or Reese's Peanut Butter Cup? And then my third question, what sports lingo uses the term googly? Which sport uses the term googly?
That's interesting.
I'm Howard Cosell. The opponent's got a mean left hook. A right cross, but if he hits him with the googly, it's lights out. They're on the putting thing.
Under 50 years old, they have no idea who JJ was just talking about.
They're
but,
about
well,
to putt.
We understand you.
About to putt for a birdie. Will he use the 9-iron, a wedge, or his googly?
All right, here are my three. Who painted the ceiling of the Sistine Chapel?
Good question.
Who painted the ceiling?
It was Howard Cosell. Wasn't it Howard Cosell?
This is a little bit before Howard's time. Who painted the ceiling of the Sistine Chapel? Not 16th Chapel, people. Okay.
And had the first LASIK surgery from all that paint dripping in his eye.
Show some culture. Sistine Chapel. Number two, how do you pronounce that word, Ed, correctly? Do you know?
Funambulist?
Yes, do.
Yes.
Funambulist. What does a funambulist do? You know, your dad gets up to go to work every day, and you go to school, and your friends say, hey, what does your daddy do for a living? And you say, well, my dad's a
funambulist.
Well,
let me double check.
He puts on his funambulist costume.
Yes,
and gets
funambulist.
Funambulist.
Okay. Yeah. So your daddy
mobile.
Goes to work every day, clocks in from 8 to 5, and this is what he does. He's a
funambulist.
Or he might go 9 to 6. I don't care when he goes and does his funambling. But this is what his profession is. Number three, who sailed the Nina, Pinta, and Santa Maria? Now, think about that before you answer it.
Yeah, because NASCAR questions are hard.
Who sailed in the Nina, Pinta, and Santa Maria? Doesn't that just flow? It sounds like a song, doesn't it?
Not the way you say it. It doesn't.
The Nina, the Pinta, the
it's
Santa
the
Maria.
Nina, the Pinta, and the Santa Maria.
All right. Who sailed in those boats there? All right. Who's up first, Ed?
Well, I'm glad you asked that, Tim, because
I was going to ask it eventually.
Eventually, we go to Oklahoma, and Mike is on the air. Mike, millions of people are listening. Welcome to Trivia Friday.
No pressure.
No pressure.
Happy New Year, Mike.
Thank you. Same to you guys.
You want to ask, answer, or do both, Mike?
Let's try both.
All right. Which one you want to try to answer?
Let's give a shot at that shortest book in the New Testament.
Mike, what is the shortest book in the New Testament?
Mike, I'm going to guess 3 John.
No, sir. But that's a great guess.
3 John. 3 John's about 5'2". there's even somebody shorter?
Even shorter. Shorter than that.
Wow.
But a great guess, Mike.
Third John was one of Robin Hood's merry men, wasn't it?
Yeah, later in
Third John?
History.
Yeah. All right, what's your question for us, Mike?
Okay, here it is. Okay, what two well-known actors of the past turned 100 years old last year? Still living.
Ah, okay. We're going to talk amongst ourselves here, okay? All right, guys, I know for a fact one was Kirk Douglas. Because my wife texted me at work. She said, do you know that Kirk Douglas is 100 years old? So Kirk Douglas is one.
That's one.
So
now who's the singer, not really an actor, but the crooner that's isn't he having – no, I guess it's
Tony Bennett.
Tony Bennett,
he's
but it's
like
99.
92, something like
okay,
that.
Okay, so we're looking at
– Go ahead. Give us a hint.
Give us a hint.
Yeah, it's a female.
Oh, it's a female.
100 years old.
A female, 100 years old, movie star. Movie star?
Movie star.
What about the one that was on – you still see her around, and she was on the weather show, the guy that the weatherman, Mary Tyler Moore. How old is she?
Oh, I don't think
she's still
100.
Living.
She's not 100. Man, I hope these people aren't listening, JJ. Because wow, probably 82, and you're going, aren't they over 100?
Hey, we got one.
Right, we don't know.
Did Ed get one, Mike?
Yes, Kurt Douglas is the one, and the other one is Olivia de Havilland.
Oh, Olivia de Havilland.
What's she famous for?
Well, she was. I just know she was in movies especially the 50s and 60s.
Well, was there one movie that she's her signature?
I wasn't a big Olivia de Havilland fan.
You didn't follow her
career?
I
don't remember.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks, Mike.
Appreciate it, brother.
Have a good one, Dave. Bye.
All right. You're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio, and we're helping you learn.
One question at a time.
And become, as Ed says, a more betterer person. And that's our goal. And
this, you know, my friend Bob, he's 72, but he doesn't look a day over 100.
JJ's got half the population of Hollywood over 100 over there.
And boy, if they've been listening to this show, they're really
look
mad.
Look up how old Mary Tyler Moore is, JJ. You got a computer over there?
If I get out of this screen, I'll never get back.
Okay.
I'm going to tell you.
All right, who's next?
Brent Creeley, our producer, will look up.
I don't know how old Mary Tyler Moore. I'm going to guess Mary Tyler Moore is 82, 83.
Yeah, I don't think she's much more than that. But
JJ's got her 100.
Well, Betty White. Now, I know she has got to be in her...
She's still alive. Early 90s.
Probably 85, something like that.
I think she's dead.
Did she pass away?
Didn't she die?
Betty White? No, she didn't die.
Oh,
if she did, they're propping her up for commercials.
Cindy Roberts,
she's
one of our producers, is saying no, she's not
Betty
dead.
Betty White.
So now, Betty, if you're listening, because we know we have a lot of Hollywood people who listen to Trivia Friday.
She does candy commercials.
Yeah.
Who's Mary Tyler Moore? Is 80? So you missed
close,
about 20 years, JJ.
Yeah, that's terrible.
Off 2 years.
Look up Betty White, Brent. Tell Betty White.
Now, she has got to be getting close to 90.
She's probably 84, 85, I would say. I'm just guessing, Betty White.
94.
JJ,
94.
You only missed about 6 years, JJ.
That's not bad. When you get close to 100, you can round off like that.
Every man, you know, they all say it, every man wants to live to be 100, except the man who's 99. Nobody ever gets that.
That's because I think you keep saying it backwards. Nobody wants to live to 100 except the guy who's 99.
Everyone wants to live to be No.
Nobody wants to live to be 100 except the guy who's 99. Because, I mean, let me ask you, do you, at your age, do you sit there and go, I hope I make it to 100 and
no, I guess
have to
what
be
I'm
carted
saying,
to the bathroom?
Everyone You're right, Ed. I did get it backwards. But, you know, this shouldn't matter. You should still get it. I am the boss. You should act like, whoa, that's good.
That was good. That was powerful.
So the, here's the point. Everyone wants to live to be to 100.
Nobody wants to live to be 100.
Except the man.
Except the man who's 99.
Nah. The point is that when you're the point is when you're 99, you want to live far beyond 100.
That's right.
Okay.
100 looks pretty
good.
That's
the point of that story right there. And I'll never use that again. At least not in this setting.
I'm thinking you're going to use
I've
it.
I've used it with my children
times.
For years. I've used it with my children for years as a proverb that I made up, and they tilt their head and look at me. And
I used to, when we'd be driving, my kids were little, and we'd pass an armadillo that was dead on the side of the road. Yeah. I would make it into an don't use drugs message.
There's your drug, your brain on drugs.
Right. See, this will happen to you if you use drugs.
All right, back to America, Ed.
Yeah, back to the phones we go. And we go to Illinois. Linda is on the line. Linda, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Hey, Linda, what's the temperature there, and how much snow do you have?
I think the temperature might be above zero now.
Wow.
I know this morning when I got up, it was -4 this morning when I woke up.
What do you go outside and look at your thermostat, or do you
just check your phone probably now?
Oh,
I
yeah.
I was in the car. Actually, I had to go pick my daughter up. So, yeah.
Hey, this morning on the air, I asked our listeners to go to Facebook and tell me how cold it was. Christopher, just outside of Scarville, Iowa, was -9 with a wind chill in the -mid-20s.
Good grief.
That's just wrong.
Oh, listen, Michelle from Greer's Ferry, Arkansas, 3 inches of snow, 16 degrees. And one in southern Minnesota, John and Karen, they said -15 actual temperature, wind chill -30. Brr, that's cold.
That's in southern Minnesota.
Southern
that's
Minnesota.
Insane.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's you insane. Know, where the sun shines. And
well, Linda, our prayers are with you. I mean, because that's cold. That's cold weather. It doesn't matter where you live and what you're used to. That's cold. So
it is cold. You don't quite get used to it being that cold. And I remember I got to work one morning and I was looking at the thermometer on my car and it was -8. This was a year or so ago. I walked in and my coworker said, I heard that it was -6 today in Minnesota. Can you believe it was that cold?
You know, now, see,
I said, it's colder here.
That is the difference between where you are and where we are in terms of our headquarters for our radio network. We have Fred Jackson, who's the news director for American Family News. He came, stopped me in the hallway, and he said, hey, I saw three, he's from Canada. And he said, I saw three snowflakes as I was driving into work. How early do we get to go home? Because down here, when it's like 20 degrees, I mean, above zero, people freak out. And you're talking about being at work when it's 6 or 8 below zero. So
yeah,
that's a whole different
world.
Hey,
Linda, ask, answer, or do both?
Okay, I would like to do both, please.
All right, which question you want to answer?
I'll answer the Nina, the Pinta, and the Santa Maria.
The Nina, the Pinta, the Santa Maria. All right, here it is. What? Is that not a song?
That sounds like something.
Doesn't it sound like a song?
Sounds like something I drove when I first got my license. Got
no, one of those horrible, Ford Pintas?
Horrible gas mileage.
No, you don't want to get rear-ended in one.
That's right.
No, gas mileage be the last thing on your mind. You get rear-ended in one of those Nina or Pintas. Or the hybrids, the Santa Maria Pintas. All right, who sailed in the Nina, Pinta, and Santa Maria?
That'd be Christopher Columbus.
Christopher!
Yes. Nicely done,
Columbus.
Linda.
I wonder how many man on the streets interviews you would do where Americans would say, I'm going to go pilgrims. Or John Wayne, one or the other. Nina, the Pinta, and Santa Maria. Now, those are three ships, correct?
Right, that's correct.
Three separate ships, the Nina, Pinta, and Santa Maria. There's a song that goes sort of like that. Y'all don't know what I'm talking about from the 60s? The Santa Maria.
I think it's similar to that. I don't think
it's... Send it to my wife.
Oh, send a letter,
send
Maria.
Send a letter, Maria.
That's it.
That's it. Yeah, find that, Brent. Find that song. Brent Creeley, our producer, find that song.
He's going, what song? You haven't told me what the name of the song is.
Send a letter, Maria. Address it to my wife.
Yeah, I hope it's got a good moral to it.
It may not.
Before we play it here. All right, we got a question.
Linda's going to ask us a question.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, I should ask you what movie Olivia de Havilland was in.
Yes, that's right.
It wasn't Ben-Hur, right?
You would stump us.
She wasn't in Ben-Hur?
I don't think so.
She was in Gone with the Wind.
Really? Olivia de Havilland was?
Yeah.
What role
pretty
did
sure
she play?
I'm pretty sure she played Melanie.
Really? Okay. I know my wife Allison always quotes "Gone with the Wind" as her favorite.
Which line,
his,
Tim?
Well, his favorite. Well, not Clark
Gable.
Not Gables,
that one.
Although she's probably thought that before, but anyway, she says, "I like Scarlett and worry about that tomorrow."
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Right. Since this is a trivia show, my wife Melanie, her mom named her after the Melanie in Gone with the Wind,
really,
because she was the nice one.
Really?
That's how she got her name.
I was named after Tiny Tim. We all got our Hollywood connections.
That's right.
I was named after Edward G. Robinson. No, I was named after my dad. I got no claim to
I
fame.
Was actually named after Timothy in the Bible.
There you go.
Okay. All right, Linda, what's your question for us?
So my question is, what is the longest roadway in America, in the United States?
Longest roadway?
Is it Route 66? Original Route 66.
You got interstates that are long. I-10, I know, is longer
than Route 66.
I-10 goes from Jacksonville to L.A. I don't know if you can beat that or not.
Let's go with
yours. Hold on 1 second. You also got I-95,
which
goes
from
Miami to
Maine.
I think the width of the country would be more.
Are you going to
go I-10?
Let's go that.
Let's go I-10.
All right, I-10.
All right, Linda, we're going with I-10.
Okay, well, my answer is U.S. Route 20.
Oh, 20? Interstate 20?
I'm not familiar with that. Yeah, Interstate 20 goes east to west. It's pretty far north. It goes through Illinois, so I'm very familiar with it. But I think it starts in Massachusetts.
Huh.
All right, well, that can't be I-20 because I-20 is the even-numbered interstates are east-west, so it wouldn't go north-south. So you're saying it's a U.S. route 20.
It goes east west.
Here I can confirm it.
Go east west.
Siri, yeah. So, ask Rand McNally about Linda's question.
It starts in Boston, and it ends in Oregon.
It's the route they took on Dumb and Dumber. Okay. Remember that? Remember when they left the East Coast and went out to Denver?
And they traveled this far.
Yeah.
Remember? Yeah. Hey, Linda,
thank you so much.
Thank you,
Linda. Stay warm.
And thanks for listening. Yeah, stay warm. Thank you, Linda.
Trivia Friday on American Family. We got that tune. Go ahead, play that tune there.
Are we going to go? We need to go out for the break with this?
Hold on just 1 second. Okay. Yeah. I'm hearing myself reverberating. All right, well, that ain't working. That ain't working, but you get the idea.
That's
right?
A snappy little song. I remember that now.
All right. Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. But the Santa Maria was not actually said in that song.
Right.
As far as
we can remember.
It was a letter, Maria. And Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Let's repeat our questions momentarily.
Okay. Momentarily? Repeat them?
No, repeat them now.
Okay.
And then I tell you what we're going to do. We're going to repeat our questions, take our break, and come back.
That's a plan.
And get started with our calls from around the country.
All right, here are my three questions. The Baseball Hall of Fame is at Cooperstown, New York. What is the name of the baseball field there? Second question, what television series had the largest viewing audience in U.S. history for its finale? And third question, the praying mantis will kill and eat hummingbirds. Is that true or false?
What is the shortest book in the New Testament? It's not 3 John. Second question, multiple choice. What is Hershey's most popular product?
Or however you say it.
Yeah. Is it the Hershey bar, Hershey's Kisses, or Reese's Peanut Butter Cup? And third question, what sport uses the term googly?
All right, here are my questions. Who wrote the song send a letter, Maria.
It was Olivia de Havilland.
Yeah, it was her sister, actually. No, here's my first question. What does a
funambulist
do? Your daddy goes to work every day. You remember those days when dad got up? It was cold like it is today. He went to work anyway because he knew America was counting on
the funambulists
of America, and they unionized in 1938. you're counting on people to do their job.
Yeah,
here.
The FOA, funambulists of America.
Funambulist.
Son, I'm a funambulist, and there's a whole lot of funambling that needs to be done today. Just like the mailman, rain, sleet, snow, tornadoes, or earthquakes. Volcanoes is not going to keep me from funambling from 8 to 5 today.
All right, so your daddy does that. What does he do? Number three, and finally, who painted the ceiling of the Sistine Chapel? Who painted the ceiling of the Sistine Chapel? Was not Betty White before she ate a candy bar. We're going to pause right here for a break. That's what a pause is. It's a break. We'll be back momentarily with more of Trivia Friday on American Family Radio.
On the next Today's Issues, we'll be joined in studio by AFR producer and weekend host Jeremy Wiggins.
The culture and the world are throwing at us left and right as men what their definition of a man is. And they're trying to get you to change who you are as a man to fit the world's definition.
Newsmen Fred Jackson and Steve Jordahl will also be in to catch us up on the news. Don't miss the next Today's Issues, weekday mornings at 11 Eastern, 10 Central on AFR.
Hey, do you want to go on a vacation with a purpose? Hello, everyone. I'm Tim Wildman, president of the American Family Association and American Family Radio. A lot of people love to go to the beach. I'm one of them. How about the mountains? Yeah, a lot of folks are raising their hand right now when I say the mountains. Well, this year, why don't you go with us on a spiritual heritage tour of Washington, D.C. and Mount Vernon and have a vacation with an educational and a spiritual purpose. If you'd like to go with us in June or September to D.C. and Mount Vernon or our separate tour to Williamsburg, Jamestown, and Yorktown, we'd love to have you join us. Just find out all the information at spiritualheritagetours.com. Stephen McDowell of the Providence Foundation will join us as our historian, and he'll be commenting all along the way on our rich Christian heritage here in the U.S. We hope you can join us, spiritualheritagetours.com.
Hello, Americans. I'm Todd Starnes with this Fox News and commentary next. This is the moment the Palmetto Ridge High School Marching Pride learned they would be performing at the presidential inauguration. Lots of very proud moms and dads in Naples, Florida. Lots of very excited young people, too. Drum major Robert Colvin.
Not really about politics, this parade. It's more just, it's the position. We're marching for the President of the United States, not specifically Donald Trump. And not, even if it had been Hillary, not specifically for Hillary.
In other words, the marching pride has American pride. And that's a lesson a good many Hollywood celebrities need to learn. There's a time to put politics aside. It cost a lot of money to send 230 kids to Washington. Most of the musicians come from working class families. So we posted a way for you to lend a helping hand at toddstearns.com. I don't know about you folks, but I'd rather see a presidential parade filled with patriots like the Marching Pride than a bunch of auto-tuned, lip-syncing celebrities. I'm Todd Starnes.
Hello?
That's a show starring one of the greatest comedians of the 20th century.
Yep.
Love
Bob
that,
Newhart.
Love that Flintstones theme. Oh, wait.
And Bob Newhart is now 100 years old today. So
Is he really?
No, I'm just making fun of the since we did that on the first. Hey, listen, we forgot to mention that one of these nine questions, Tim, that we've read that we started off with is the mystery question. So folks who call in, who decide to answer a question, whatever, and if they get it right, they hear this sound. And that means they have successfully answered the mystery question, and they win a prize.
Now, if you start hearing that sound and you didn't get the mystery question, you might want to see somebody like Bob Newhart.
A specialist.
Yeah.
You need to see a specialist. And you win a prize. I'm not sure. Is it the coffee mug?
I don't know. Don't complain. It's free. So whatever we send you,
I think hand warmers would be a good gift to send.
Much of America where hand warmers don't even work anymore. when you get down to -9 and stuff. What do you got coming up, JJ Jasper?
Monday and Tuesday, my wife Melanie and I are guests on Family Talk. We went out to Colorado Springs in November, taped a couple of shows with Dr. Dobbs, an amazing opportunity to sit down with him, and we'll be talking about hope on the other side of tragedy, talking about the death of our 5-year-old son and the book Losing Cooper, Finding Hope to Grieve Well. So people ask to let them know when it would be on. It's 9:30 a.m. Here on AFR and 9:30 p.m. Central this coming Monday and Tuesday, a two-part
Central
show.
Central time.
Yes.
Good. On American Family Radio.
And so I'd ask that people would pray. So many people are hurting, and our prayer is to offer hope to those who are suffering from any kind of loss. If you've lost your job, if your marriage has failed, certainly if you've lost a loved one.
That's this Monday.
This Monday and Tuesday.
Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Back to the phones we go, Ed.
Yes, you caught me short-footed here. I didn't have my hand on the trigger.
Short-footed,
all right, we
is
go
that an expression?
Yeah, I think
short-handed I've heard before. I'd never heard short-footed, but, you know, I'm not going to judge you.
Well, I was so
I guess I am judging.
I was so short-handed, I used the wrong metaphor.
Judge.
That man never did make it in a rodeo. He tried bull riding, tried bronc busting, but he was so short-footed, they had to just kick him out. And now he's selling insurance for a living.
Used to keep you out of the Army, too.
You make a misstep on this show, buddy. It's the sharks come out.
Remember, flat-footed or short-footed, you ain't getting in the Army.
I think, short-handed and flat-footed, I think
I'm thinking back in the day, of course, the people were very patriotic and wanted to serve the country, wanted to be in the military, but I'm just thinking, you know, you go to sign up to go off to war, and they tell you, well, I'm sorry, because I am flat-footed, and they tell you, Tim, I'm sorry, man, you're flat-footed. You can't go, fight in the trenches. And I don't know how I'd react to that. Do you react by saying, oh, shucks, I'm sorry, you know?
Well,
I tried.
I'll tell you what Steve Rogers did.
What did Steve Rogers do?
Steve Rogers was told he was too scrawny, and instead he went in and took part in a medical experiment that turned him into Captain America. So that is what happened to Steve Rogers. So
that might have happened to me had I been in that situation.
Isn't there some kind of medical experiment you can do on me?
But you're flat-footed, son, you're short-footed. You might as well go back to the farm. All right, go ahead.
I won't live that one down for a while. All right, we go to Louisiana. Seth is on the line. Seth, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. You want to ask, answer, or do both?
Both, please.
All right. Which question do you want to try to answer, Seth?
The one about the most watched series because of its finale.
All right. What television series had the largest viewing audience in U.S. history for its finale? What do you say, Seth?
Was it MASH?
It was MASH.
Wonderful.
Absolutely.
Way to 125 go.
125 million people watched it. It was the only series finale to get over half the country at the time, sitting in front of the TV. 53.5% of the U.S. population.
1982, 83, 84, somewhere right in there.
Somewhere in there. So, Seth, I don't mean to sound like I'm judging you, but you don't sound old enough to have actually watched MASH. Are you old enough to have watched it, and if not, how did you know about it?
I listened to that week's Trivia Friday.
Ah, okay, so somebody was listening. Good.
By the way, that priest on that show just died.
Oh, the actor?
The actor?
Yeah.
He passed away.
Father, yeah, okay. They had the glasses and everything.
I wasn't a fan. A lot of people were.
I didn't care for MASH all that much.
Hey, can I? I'm gonna play my old man card here just for a moment. The young people today, you will never experience a phenomenon that Tim and Ed and I and other baby boomers did when we were young. There were only three stations: ABC, NBC, CBS.
Right.
So when there was something like Who Shot JR? Or some kind of thing, you know, Brian's song. When you came to school, everybody watched it. You know, there would be lots of things where nearly half the nation saw the same show and you all talked about it at school or whatever. That's not going to happen now with YouTube and a zillion stations to choose from.
Right. That's true. Mm-hmm.
Whether it was a ball game or whatever was going on.
Yeah. Seth, excellent job. What's your question for us?
True or false? It's a true or false question.
Okay.
Paul Revere, known for his midnight ride, dabbled in dentistry.
That's a great question.
What's the question now?
That Paul Revere, who you know, the Paul Revere's ride, dabbled in dentistry.
He had a woodworking shop, little known, and he made the first set of teeth for George
Washington.
I didn't know
on weekends he was a funambulist? Yeah, he was.
Hey, I'm going to say true, just because it's so bizarre.
Yeah, we're going to. I'm with JJ. What do you think, Tim?
I'm going to go wooden teeth for the boy.
All right, we're going true, Seth.
It is true. I read on the Nat Geo channel, the Nat Geo website, that he actually recognized Dr. Warren's body, a good friend of his, after he was killed by a false tooth that he made for him.
Wow.
Wow. Already doing what, CSI and finding out something because of the dental records?
Yeah, the dental records.
Did you have dentist offices back in those days? Did you make an appointment?
No. They took you out to the blacksmith shop because you already had an anvil. And there was, their tongs and everything was readily there. And so the pain you were going to experience, it just worked out good having a big steel hammer and some tongs. You knew you were going to be in for a rough ride.
I don't drink, but I would start right there.
If you had to go to the
if
blacksmith.
If they told me I was going to the blacksmith to get a tooth removed, I would partake.
Tim and I had a conversation. I know this is so far off base, but I said, when I was young, the dentist, you know, the white coat, real sterile environment, and it was almost like going to the principal's office. It's like, you haven't been brushing. You got two cavities. And like, you're getting browbeat, you know.
Yeah.
And it was just like not a pleasant experience in any way, shape, or form. Then somewhere along the way, they started wearing different color scrubs, and they started offering balloons.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, it's, hey, come over here and get your picture taken with a clown.
Reggae music on in the background.
Yeah, and it changed from being the older scary man, you know, to a kind of a family-friendly place,
which I
think was a good marketing move.
Good move. Hey, Seth, thank you so much. Great job, okay?
Thank you. It is also very cold down here in Vidalia, Louisiana.
Where in Louisiana?
In Vidalia.
But what is the temperature there?
I think it's supposed to get down to the low 20s.
Yeah. Yeah,
maybe 28 around there.
That is cold.
The Deep South is in for a shock tonight.
Freezing rain later, I think.
I don't think.
Well, stay safe, Seth. Okay.
I love
my. We're gonna try not to leave the house.
All right.
Good. Okay. Good move.
All right.
Board games, folks.
Smart kid. Board games. I it's hard to believe that someone dabbles in dentistry. That doesn't sound like the kind of thing you dabble in. You know.
Well, attorneys practice law.
Hey, go see.
Why couldn't you dabble in dentistry?
You got a toothache? Go down there and see Mr. Revere.
Yeah, I hear on weekends he does a little.
He's been reading up on this dentistry stuff.
Yeah,
go give him a shot.
Yeah,
and if it doesn't work out, he also dabbles in taxidermy, so he can help out with that too.
All right, we got to move to Texas now. Clint is on the line. Now, that Clint, I got to say, welcome to Trivia Friday, and Clint is a real Texas name. I got to tell you.
Is it really? All Clint Eastwood, I guess so.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Clint Eastwood, you know? Mm-hmm. Just seems like Texas.
He's from California,
I got to make a quick comment for you, the dabbling thing.
Okay.
That was hilarious. All right. Mm-hmm. So I guess I'd like to do both, sir.
Okay. All right. Which question you want to try to answer, Clint?
All right. Question about the hummingbirds.
All right. Here's the question.
Here we go.
The praying mantis will kill and eat hummingbirds. Is that true or false?
I absolutely believe that to be true because praying mantises, praying manti, I guess it's probably the plural term, are vicious little guys.
That it is absolutely true.
What?
You're telling
absolutely
me a stick of a creature
will
go after a how does it swallow it?
Well, here's how it works. See, they will position themselves on the flowers that they know hummingbirds are keen to, and they blend in really well. When the hummingbird comes in with its long snout or beak or whatever it's called, they'll latch on and they'll grab and they'll do some damage and they won't let go until the bird.
Yeah, they don't swallow it. They will eat as much as they can. Listen, I didn't believe it. I watched it on YouTube. You can watch it. If you have a hummingbird feeder, that's especially where they like to hang out, and you ever see a praying mantis there, kill it. Get rid of it. Because it will. That's what it's there for.
Can you talk to it?
Wow.
You may be able to talk it down.
I'm going to show my insensitive side.
Yeah.
If you can go up, down, backwards, and forwards, and you let yourself get eaten by a praying, no, you deserve to be
That's
eaten.
That's your own fault.
If you are five times bigger than a green stick pretending to be a bug.
I don't have any sympathy for
and
you.
And if you can do all that, you've nearly got superpowers. Right. You can hover and do all this, and you're going to let yourself get eaten by a blade of grass with arms
and
legs.
If you go to YouTube and it's not if you've got the stomach for it, because hummingbird's cute. You go to YouTube, praying mantis kills hummingbird. There's scads of them.
Every time?
There's tons of them.
Wow.
Tons of these videos.
Okay.
So anyway.
Oh, thanks for making us have nightmares, Ed.
They also eat kittens and puppies.
No, no, no.
I hope I never dream myself a hummingbird. That'll be
Clint, have a good weekend. Did you have a question for us, Clint?
He does.
I do have a question. I do for future trivia, if you wanted to consider it. The hummingbird is also the only bird that can fly backwards, the only one in the world. So yes.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. You let yourself get caught in that trap.
Oh, well. Hey, Clint, what's your question for us, brother?
All right, so my question, I'll get to it. I got to give you a joke answer on the philambulist.
Okay, well don't give away the answer.
I won't give the real answer. I got a joke answer, okay?
I know where you're going with this, Clint. A rabbi, a lawyer, and a philambulist
it's even better than that. A philambulist is actually a coin term for a member of the Allman Brothers Band, and you know this from the song Lord, I was born a philambulist.
Trying to make a living.
Clint, that might even make one of our future volumes of hilarious highlights.
Nice. Nicely done.
I hope you understand.
My question is, and I stumped the local DJs in Houston with this a while back. What is the most difficult color for the human eye to process? And I give you four choices. You have green, yellow, red, or blue.
The most difficult color for the human eye to process. All right, we're going to talk amongst ourselves, so don't say yes or no.
Sure.
All right, what are the colors again? Green, yellow, red, or blue? You're talking about the color, your basic colors?
Correct. What is the hardest one to see in process?
Here, I'm going to use a little logic here.
Okay.
Let's rule red out because they wouldn't use that for stop signs if it was hard to immediately recognize and see. So it's not going to be red. Green, maybe, because, I don't know, blending in with all the grass and trees and everything.
Hmm.
Well, yellow and red are the two most popular colors for fast food restaurants. I know that. And
first reaction when he asked was green.
Okay, green or yellow?
Well, we're going to have multiple.
I'm going to guess yellow.
I'm going to say blue.
All right, so you've got
we got three different choices.
Three different answers.
One of us will be right.
All right, Clint, who's right or are we all wrong?
It is actually blue is the most difficult color to see.
Mm-hmm. Huh.
And that has to do with the way that the green in the spectrum, the green, red, and blue, the base colors of everything, blue. I believe it takes a larger number of either rods or cones have to bend a certain way to get that color to go through.
Hmm.
You know, I guessed blue, and of course I was right. You know, I don't want to talk about it too much, but I guess blue because I thought about what you're talking about, that the red light has green, red, and yellow. Why doesn't it have blue if this was tested out?
Right. Oh, good logic.
You know what I'm saying?
You were holding back on us on that because I would have jumped on.
You sure you're not a funambulist? You sure you don't dabble in funambling?
I do what I can. I do what I can.
I
want
to go back to what Clint said about the rods and the cones.
Yeah.
They used to live by me.
I got this tree in my yard, and when them pine cones come out, they're a hassle to mow around and pick up. But when them pine rods start falling, it's Katie bar the door. It'll tear up a Briggs & Stratton mower every time.
Hey, Clint, thank you so much for calling. And great line there with the Allman Brothers song, too.
Yes.
So.
All right, thanks, y'all. You have a good day, okay?
Did they sing Send a Letter, Maria?
They wanted to, but the Creedence Clearwater Revival guy, they had given him a contract just to keep him out of the music industry, and they took that song and pigeonholed it as well.
What was that fella's name?
Fogarty?
John Fogarty, yeah. All right, so Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. What I think we're going to do at this point right here is repeat our questions for the last time this half hour.
And then, Sandy, do not go away. We're going to come to you. She's been waiting, or he or she, whatever, Sandy. 39 minutes.
Do not go away, Sandy.
All right, so here are my questions. The one I have remaining for my original three, the Baseball Hall of Fame is at Cooperstown, New York. What is the name of the baseball field there? And when you hear the answer, you're gonna kick yourselves, folks.
You go, Shazam.
Okay, I have another praying mantis question. Okay, been watching a lot of Nat Geo.
Getting weird, Ann. I'll be honest with you.
It is true or false? It is illegal in some states to kill a praying mantis. Is that true or false? Mm. And now a Bible question.
So the game warden stops you. I want to check how many praying mantises you got in the back of your truck, boy.
You're over your limit. all right. I have a Bible question to try to get.
How many hummingbirds died today? That's
so you can have your stew.
You can have your praying mantis stew.
You can have your praying mantis stew.
Oh, my word. They put hummingbirds on the endangered species list.
Woo. All right, I do have a Bible question just so we can get things back on a spiritual point of view. But now that I look at the question I picked, maybe there is something wrong with me. In the book of Acts, what was the name of the young man who fell out of a window during Paul's sermon?
So that's downright morbid today.
I know. It must be.
So Ed's close friends say, you want to go to the rodeo or the races or you want to go hunting? Man, are you kidding? And miss an episode of Nat Geo? I'm going to be right at home sitting on the couch watching that show.
Yeah, go ahead and mock. But when you want questions answered about praying mantises, you'll come to me, won't you, pal?
Here's what I've got. What is the shortest book in the New Testament? Said the Maytag repairman of Trivia Friday, who hadn't even had a nibble. Somebody tried that one. What's the shortest book in the New Testament? Second question, multiple choice. What is Hershey's most popular product? Is it the Hershey bar, Hershey's Kisses, or the Reese's peanut butter cup? And then third question, what sports lingo uses the term googly? There is a sport, and part of the language that they use is googly. Which sport is it?
All right. So you remember when you went to grade school and the other kid said, what does your daddy do for a living? And you said, well, my dad's
funambulist.
A funambulist. What did your daddy do? And all the other kids just looked at each other.
Wow.
Want to know what exactly.
Does he use a net?
Yes. So what is that? What is a funambulist? What do they do every day for their 8 hours?
Do they give them a company car? I got all kind of questions.
There's some perks there involved in that particular profession, huh?
Yeah, you got that right.
That's
Jack.
Why people go to school 8 years to be one. All right, who painted the ceiling of the Sistine Chapel? The Sistine Chapel in Rome at the Vatican, which I've been to two or three times, is I'll just say this. It's the most remarkable man-made, single person, creation, if that's what you want to call it, I have ever seen.
Really?
I'd like to see it.
Yeah. Who did that? Who painted that? Okay. That's what I want to know. All right, back
Great
to the
question.
Phones.
All right, Mississippi, Sandy is on the line. Sandy's been waiting 43 minutes. Sandy, you are a real fan.
Well, I have you on speakerphone.
Okay. That helps.
Well, I did.
Are you a philambulist?
I think I am.
Because you could do that while you're listening to us on speakerphone. Maybe. I don't even know what it is.
You want to ask, answer, or do both, Sandy?
Both.
All right, which question do you want to try to answer?
About the man in the Bible that fell out of the window.
All right, here is the question in the book of Acts. What was the name of the young man who fell out of a window during Paul's sermon?
Eutychus.
Eutychus is correct.
Way to go,
Absolutely,
Sandy.
That's right.
Nicely done. And
Eutychus fell out of the window?
Yeah, well, Paul was preaching long, and it was late at night. And I've actually had people fall out of pews while I was preaching, but they weren't.
You think somebody fell asleep at Paul's message?
They did. He fell asleep.
And died.
Makes you feel better when you fall asleep Sunday,
Good
won't it?
Night, man.
If someone fell asleep while Paul's preaching.
So, Paul, the greatest missionary ever.
Yeah.
What happened to you? Well, I fell asleep, man.
Fell asleep.
It was getting boring.
Too late. Too late for me.
All right.
Good job, Sandy. You have a question for us, you said?
Yes. You were talking about famous people who turned 100.
Yes.
Someone was. I have another name of someone that turned 100 in 2016. It's an actor or actress.
Oh, you're so asking us
your
question?
You're asking us to guess
yes.
that. Okay.
Yes. Who is that person that I'm referring
Bob
to?
Bob Hope.
No. He's been dead for years.
Yeah, unless he's in Detroit with Elvis.
Working at a car wash.
Working at a car wash.
Got tired of being famous.
I can give you a hint.
Give us a hint.
Female.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And she played in 49 movies, I believe.
Wow. Can you give us one of the most famous ones she played in?
That'll give it away.
Well, we don't know.
I can't do that.
Okay.
All right.
Well, I mean, I'm just saying. 100-year-old
female.
I'm just saying we're out of. We're going to need one more hint, even if it makes us lesser people.
Well, I'll tell you one, but this probably won't help you.
Okay.
Her and her sister both were nominated.
Guys, I go bore.
No. They were nominated for an Academy Award, I believe, in 1942. And they were famous for their sibling rivalry.
The Lennon sisters?
No, they were singers. I'll
tell you her sister's name.
All right,
okay.
Go ahead.
Joan Fontaine.
Joan Fontaine's sister.
Joan Fontaine's sister.
You know what? You've stumped us.
Yeah, I'm stumped.
I've heard of Joan Fontaine, but I couldn't tell you a movie that she played in. But you got us, Sandy. What's
ready
the answer?
For the answer?
We're ready. You got
us.
Yes.
Olivia de Havilland.
Oh, my goodness.
You mean we were just talking about her.
It comes back around. She comes back around again.
Yeah. She turned 100 last year?
July the 1st. That's my brother's birthday.
Happy birthday to your brother. Yeah.
You know,
and she's still living.
I think she was, she missed out on the Sally Fields part in Smokey and the Bandit. She was a second choice for Smokey and the Bandit's girlfriend.
Hey, Sandy, thank you so much, and thank you for your patience to get on the show.
You're welcome.
There's a connection with her and Kevin Bacon, but I just can't remember what it is.
Everybody's related. 6 degrees of separation.
All right. So
Olivia
we're going to take
DeHavlin, a Havilland, that's all.
Take a break right here for news. We're going to be back with more Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Trivia Friday is also known as
Learning University,
which shall return in just a few. Stay with us.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.